The following audio content is a weekly devotional by Tim Smith. For more information, please see our website at www.waterfromrock.org. Welcome to Water from Rock. This week's devotional I have entitled, It's Who You Know. And I've taken the text from the book of Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 24, where it says, For Christ did not enter into a sanctuary made by human hands, a mere copy of the true one, but Christ entered into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God on our behalf. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, in his book Christ is the Center, says that in Christian living, we often place too much emphasis on how and too little emphasis on who. Bonhoeffer says that by giving priority to how, we are placing ourselves at the center and Christ on the periphery. Bonhoeffer suggests that by first answering who, we will get to the how. Now, for the New Testament, it is clear that the who is Christ. Listen to the words of Paul as he says, For me to live is Christ. He also says, It is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me. Or listen to Jesus. I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. I am the vine, you are the branches. Clearly, Jesus is the who of Christian living. And focusing on the who in our lives opens up wondrous and exciting possibilities. We see Jesus in Scripture as the who acting for us as our great high priest who represents us to God and represents God to us. Notice in today's scripture that it says that Christ appears on our behalf in the very presence of God. Now, Christ acting on our behalf is vividly symbolized in Old Testament typology on the Day of Atonement, our Yom Kippur. On that highest and holiest day, the high priest symbolically gathered all the sacrifices and worship of the people, carrying them into the Holy of Holies. And there in the Holy of Holies, the high priest presented the worship and prayers of the people. And by that, the high priest acted as God's designated representative of the people, ministering on their behalf. His representative role was symbolized by the names of the 12 tribes as they were emblazoned on his breastplate. The high priest entered the presence of God to act on behalf of the people. And as he entered the Holy of Holies, God was accepting in him all the prayers and worship of the people. Now, the New Testament looks at the high priest on the Day of Atonement. It looks at him as foreshadowing Jesus as our great high priest, taking our place and representing us before God. Christ did not offer up a lamb or a goat for a sacrifice, but he offered up his very own life, acting on our behalf, in our place. Jesus presented to God the perfect obedience we could never offer. And now Jesus is taking our prayer, our worship and service, and presenting all of it to God as perfect. John Calvin, in his commentary on the book of Hebrews, he writes about Jesus as our high priest, as our who, acting on our behalf. Calvin says, For the high priest entered the Holy of Holies not in his own name only, but also in that of the people, inasmuch as he bare in his manner the 12 tribes on his breast and on his shoulders, so that in the person of one man all entered into the sanctuary together. Rightly then does the apostle speak when he reminds them that our high priest, Jesus Christ, entered into heaven, for he has not only entered for himself, but also for us. End of quote. So if Jesus is the who of Christian living, and clearly he is, if Jesus is the who, then what is the how? Well, the same book of Hebrews from which we have been reading this morning, from that same book of Hebrews comes today's text as it answers the how. As in Hebrews 12:2, it says, looking to Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. That's the how. Looking to Jesus. Keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. That is the how of Christian living. Jesus is the one who gets us going in faith. And Jesus is the one who will see us home. I am a fellow traveler, Tim Smith. Thank you for listening.